and welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Have you ever been in a place in your life where you feel like your back is against the wall? There's so much dynamic tension, but the dynamic tension comes because you're suffering. You're suffering. You're feeling hopeless. You're feeling despair. You're asking yourself the question, when will this end? If you're a believer, at that time, your spiritual life may very well be in a tailspin. And you wonder. It's that thought that you never really ever wanted to have. You never thought you'd ever be there. And you wonder if this relationship that you have with the Lord Jesus Christ was even a real thing to begin with. Because of suffering and pain, it has a way of sort of disillusioning us. But how does God work in times like that? Renowned Christian writer and speaker John Stott wrote in his classic work, The Cross of Christ. There's a chapter in that book that's entitled Suffering and Glory. And in that chapter, he wrote, we have to learn to climb the hill called Calvary. And from that vantage ground, survey all life's tragedies. The cross does not solve the problem of suffering, but it supplies the essential perspective from which to look at it. Our guest today has experienced suffering. So he is the right person at the right time. Because if you're going through stuff in your life, whether it be financial, whether it be in your career, relationships, close relationships seeming to get fragmented or even feel like they're falling apart, well, you're suffering. You experience pain. You might be going through it now. You may have just come out of it or coming out of it. But our guest today has a word of hope for you. As usual, we begin our show. We like to remind you, the reason we have the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is to bring you to the Lord Jesus Christ. If you don't know him as your personal Savior and Lord, for you to know how much he loves you, that he died on the cross for your sins, that he shed his blood on that cross, he was buried and he rose again on the third day, and it's the living Christ who calls you with his arms of love, calling you to himself. Well, Pastor John Fonville, he serves as the teaching elder at Paramount Church. Pastor John is originally from North Carolina. He's earned degrees from Gardner-Webb University, the Master's Seminary, and is currently working on his doctorate at the Ligonier Academy of Biblical and Theological Studies in Lake Mary, Florida. He and his wife, Catherine, they have five children, Victoria, Olivia, Wilson, David, and Alexandria. And what is it like to have specialists tell you you're not going to be able to do something? Oh, that part of your life, well, that's over. Medically speaking, it can't happen. Well, Pastor John has something to say about it. Pastor John, welcome to our show.
Well, thank you for having me. It's just a great privilege to be with you today, get to share with you.
Pastor, otolaryngologist, that's a big name. You call him the voice doctor, the voice specialist. Take us back. Tell us what happened. What happened in your life at that particular time?
Well, thank you, Danny. Let's see. Let's go back to October of 2000. Back in October of 2000, I had just begun a career as a broadcaster, much like you're doing. And so I was a daily radio talk show host and a Bible teacher. And I really thought that my future ministry and life's work were set. But something happened just over a course of really just a couple quick weeks. I literally went from thinking that I just had an acute case of laryngitis to very quickly finding myself unable to speak. And what had happened, I didn't know what had happened at the time, so I went to the Wake Forest Medical Center in North Carolina. And I met with three vocal specialists, and they quickly said, they said, John, we have good news for you, and we have bad news for you. They said, the good news is that we know exactly what you have. The bad news is that you have an incurable, irreparable neurological vocal disorder, and they said that you would never speak the rest of your life.
Whoa. And, incurable.
Yeah.
Irreparable.
Exactly.
You know, those words come with such a weight of finality.
Oh, it was just devastating. I can remember that day. 12. You know, it's been 12 years. I can look back, and I was right there with my wife, and I had three doctors looking at me. I had two nurses looking at me. I had all these lights and tubes going down my throat, and it was just really, I was laid back on this table. And when they told me that, just like something inside of me just literally just died. And I just completely fell apart. I held back the tears until I got to the car, but what happened when I got home, I put my head down on my desk in my house, and I couldn't speak, so I was just desperately crying out in my spirit to the Lord, and I was just saying, Father, you know, I can't live like this. I don't understand you. I don't understand life. I don't have a clue about anything. I'm just miserable. What has happened to my life? You know, in a couple quick weeks, I went from sitting behind a radio microphone to sitting in a little small cubicle in the far back corner of a radio station, learning how to become a bookkeeper. And I had no aptitude for bookkeeping whatsoever. And I was just super frustrated. And I just, in a very short period of time, went from living passionately and purposefully to just feeling like I had lost my way in life. And I was just haunted by the prospect that, you know, for example, I would never be able to even read a Bible story to my children or pray with them and tuck them in their beds, and if I needed something from my wife, I had to whistle or clap my hands, and I don't recommend that for most husbands to do that. my whole life completely just crumbled, and the clear purpose for my life, my passion for living, had just dissipated. And you know, if you've ever seen Les Miserables, the character Fontaine, she is, while dying, she's reflecting on her life, and she utters these words. She says, "Life has killed the dream that I dreamed." And I felt like that character in Les Miserables, of like, I have, my life is over. I'm going to be, for the rest of my life, a functional mute and never, ever speak ever again. And so what happened when I was just at the lowest point of my life, and I was just crying and weeping, just, I don't know if the listeners have ever done this, but I was crying so desperately that your stomach hurts. You can't get your breath. And so when it finally, after about half an hour of just deep emotional pain and weeping, I just picked my head up, and I just said to the Lord, I said, Father, you know, I cannot live like this. I've got to have a perspective. I've got to have something. Just please help me. I can't live like this. And that was the beginning of what I've called a gospel awakening journey for the past 12 years.
How long was this period, Pastor? How long was the period when they gave you that diagnosis? spasmodic dysphonia.
That's right.
How did, and it's a neurological vocal disorder.
That's right. It's very controversial in the medical world. Most of the voice doctors say it's neurological and incurable. Mm. There's a very small percentage that says it's physiological and can be overcome. I've been to both doctors. The neurological doctors didn't help me a bit. The physiological doctors did help me some.
So, Pastor, they give you this diagnosis. How long did it take between that time and then just the unraveling of life, as it were, to the point where you're like, Lord, and your stomach is hurting and you're just crying out with such agony. You feel the pain in your stomach. What was the time frame like?
Well, I got the news from the doctors about, I guess, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And as soon as I got home and had finished that episode where I was just uncontrollably weeping, I'd say, I guess maybe 2.5 hours later, the Holy Spirit literally, just in a still, quiet voice, as you know, the Lord does what does. He just, nothing mystical, but you just knew he was speaking. He just said, like, John, you don't know me. You don't understand the cross.
Wow.
You don't understand the gospel. But he said, but I'm going to teach it to you. And immediately what I did was, and I couldn't believe you read the quote from John Stott, because I looked at my bookshelf, and I had never read the book, The Cross of Christ by John Stott. And so I just pulled the book off the shelf. I started flipping through it, and I came across his chapter on suffering and pain and the cross. And I actually read the very quote that you began the program with, where he said, we have to learn to climb the hill called Calvary. And from that vantage ground, survey all of life's tragedies. The cross does not solve the problem of suffering, but it supplies the essential perspective from which to look at it. And then he goes on and say, not only to look at it, but to overcome it.
To overcome it.
And when I read those words, the Holy Spirit literally just emblazoned upon my heart. He said, John, you must have the gospel central in your life. Hmm. The gospel is not just for unbelievers, although it is, but it's also for believers. Hmm. The gospel is as paramount for getting a person in the kingdom as it is to move them along. And he just said, he just spoke, and he just said, you don't understand this, but I'm going to begin to teach you the relationship, not only between the cross and suffering, which is what I so desperately needed and still need today, but he says, I'm going to teach you the relationship of the gospel to the whole Christian life. Hmm. And that was in October of 2000. And so for the past 12 years of my life, I've just been on what I describe to people is this gospel awakening journey. The gospel is to be paramount, which is the name of our church, Paramount Church. We take that from 1 Corinthians 15:3, where Paul says, I delivered to you what is of first importance. And that phrase, of first importance, literally means paramount, that which is most important.
Yes.
And so... The Lord just began to say, this is how you're going to live, with the gospel just at the very center core of your whole life. And then I'm going to teach you the implications of what that looks like in every area of your life. And so,
Pastor, during this time, this several hours of process that's going on, you still can't speak, right?
Oh, no. There was no instant alleviation of the pain. For the next 7 years of my life, I was basically a functional mute.
Okay. We're going to take a break right now. I mean, the Lord is doing, it's like a revival is taking place in your heart, in your spirit. At this time, your voice is gone, right? There's no looking ahead, thinking, okay, barring some kind of a miracle work from the Lord, that you're going to even be able to speak. So now you, that's a whole other perspective. You put 7 years of living like a functional mute.
That's right.
And yet the Lord is creating a hope welling up in your heart, a focus on the meaning of the gospel. But it's not just a cerebral thing.
That's right.
Something
That's right.
Theological, theoretical. It's being emblazoned within your very soul. And wow, to think that the Lord has positioned you through that process to where you are today. Well, obviously, things have taken place. And Pastor, one of the very pristine reasons I think the Lord has us together today is because somebody today is also, as they listen, they're like, he can kind of relate with me. He knows what I'm feeling right now, the hopelessness, the brokenness, the lostness of what it's like to cry. Someone right now might even be thinking and saying, Pastor John, my stomach hurts too because I've never cried so hard in my life.
Yep.
And you are here, sent by God to bring them hope. When we come back from our break, we're going to hear more from Pastor John Fonville. He is the senior pastor, the teaching elder at Paramount Church in Florida. We're bringing him in all the way from Florida by phone. But you know, the Lord, he transcends space. He can even transcend time. And he'll move in such a way that he'll bring a personal word right for you, right where you are at this very time, just for you, to remind you about his love, his hope, and the true essence, the meaning of the gospel of Jesus Christ. When we come back, we'll be back here with more from Pastor John Fonville. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
One thought, one insight, one lesson can give you a winner's edge. Danny Yamashiro's new book, Winner's Edge, includes over 300 inspirational quotes and insights from his personal collection on leadership, relationships, hope, family, teamwork, love, and much more. Winner's Edge by Danny Yamashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. And don't forget Paradise Calls, Danny Yamashiro's remarkable story of God's miracle, saving him from falling 400 feet off the Pali Ridge, a story that's brought hope to thousands around the world. Winner's Edge and Paradise Calls by Danny Yamashiro, available in ebook at Amazon Kindle. And listen to Danny Yamashiro and his featured guests on the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show weekdays on 99.5 KGU FM at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Connect with Danny on Facebook and Twitter and find out more at DannyYamashiro.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
So you go to the doctor, okay? You go to the doctor and the doctor tells you you've got an incurable disease. It's irreparable. I mean, how's that? It's final. Things are going to be like this for the rest of your life. And you're a specialist. You're working in radio. You're a Bible teacher. You're a radio personality. And all of a sudden, you go to the doctor and you get this news. And at that particular time, as you get the news, you're thinking to yourself, okay, I'm not going to be able to ever speak again. That's what they're telling me. These are voice specialists, voice doctors, and I can't speak. And you go into a complete process of feeling completely destroyed on the inside. You're broken. Well, that's the story of our featured guest today, Pastor John Fonville. Pastor John is the teaching elder at Paramount Church. And that Paramount Church is a growing dynamic fellowship in Florida. And God has given him a unique platform to speak from because of his suffering, because of his brokenness. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. To hear the rest of the show, to hear the show in its entirety, you might be tuning in right now and you ask, hey, can I get the rest of it? Absolutely. Just go to thegoodlifehawaii.org. You can get the show. You can pass it on to a family member or a friend. It's downloadable for free. But Pastor John is here. Pastor, as you've shared so far, you went into 7 years of living like a functional mute.
That's right.
And at the same time, the Lord was enlivening your heart with the meaning, the profound meaning and the practical meaning of the gospel. Somebody today, yeah. Pastor John, they're asking, you know what? I can relate. I'm suffering. I'm hurting. I don't know what to do. But does God even care? Does he care?
You know what? Exactly. When I was going through all of that suffering, I was thinking the same thing. I was like, gosh, you know, there are two questions that we always ask and wonder, does God care? And does he have the power to do anything about it? But beyond just the power to do something about it, the real question and the real sting of suffering that John Stott talks about is not just the apparent God-forsakenness of it, but the seeming indifference of God. And we're thinking, does God really, really care? And what the Lord has taught me through the gospel is that the sufferings that Christ endured on the cross demonstrates once and forever that Christ not only understands our suffering, but yet he entered into it and experienced it himself. And so the cross stands as this eternal reminder to us that, no, God is not indifferent to the sufferings of mankind. He is not indifferent. He does care. In fact, the gospel tells us he cares so much that he became a man, the incarnation, and by his birth, Hebrews 5:2 says that by his birth in Hebrews 2:17 that he was made like us in all respects that he might learn to feel our pain, not just to understand it, but to actually feel it. And so, you know, John Stott in his book, The Cross of Christ, says, I could never myself believe in God if it were not for the cross. The only God I believe in is the one Nietzsche ridiculed as God on the cross. And when I began to, by grace, the Holy Spirit, by grace, began to lead me to understand the paramount truth of the gospel, I just began to see that through the cross of Christ, there is undeniable proof that Jesus suffered, and because of his suffering, he understands humanity's suffering, he understands my suffering. It is the cross, the gospel, provides the answer for our desperate plea to this dilemma of suffering. It tells us that Christ not only possesses the power because he defeated it, but that he knows and feels our deepest pain because he actually entered into this world and suffered just as we did.
Pastor, you're able to articulate with such eloquence and passion because, of course, you went through it yourself. Talk to us about the emotion. You know, what you are understanding, what you're expressing right now. How did it make you feel as you began to understand these things in the plight of your own suffering?
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's a great question. You know, it was a whole gamut of emotions. And there were contradictory emotions because on one hand, I had this trajectory of, you know, there were days I didn't want to get out of bed. Literally did not want to climb out of bed and just say, forget it, I have nothing to live for today, I've lost my purpose in life, I can't speak, I can't go out in public, I'm a social misfit, I just can't, I don't even want to get out of bed. So depression was, you know, I battled depression, gosh, for 7.5, 8 years of my life, daily. There was also just a feeling of complete, you're a failure because you know, you can't work like everybody else. All your brother-in-laws who just graduated with you, you know, we all turned 30, it's time to start your careers. They're all flourishing. And here I am just sitting here wasting away. And I'm thinking, gosh, I'm not only depressed, but I'm a failure. I can't even go into the work world. I can't be a radio person anymore. I can't teach the Bible. So I had these conflicting emotions of depression, feelings of failure, hopelessness, because I was thinking, well, gosh, the doctor said I'll never speak again. This is my lot in life, and so on one trajectory I had all those emotions. On the other trajectory, and there's also anger too. It's like, well, why me? If, for example, I used to think, why can Howard Stern have a radio program and daily spew his stuff? And, Lord, I just wanted to teach the Bible, and why can he have a radio program and I can't? So there was, you know, there was that whole aspect. But then the other trajectory was this, running alongside all of that, as I began to awaken by grace, by the Holy Spirit, to the centrality of the gospel for my life as a believer today, the Holy Spirit began to create as he drove this, Paul calls it the unsearchable riches of Christ. You know, the gospel is inexhaustible. Yes. We think we know it, but we really don't. And as the Holy Spirit began to drive the gospel deeper and deeper into my spirit, there was this contradictory trajectory creating in me, which was a deepening joy, a great hope, faith. Because the gospel, you know, faith comes from hearing, and hearing by the word of Christ, the word of Christ being the gospel. The gospel creates our faith. The gospel sustains and strengthens our faith. It increases our faith. And so I began to have more faith. I began to have hope. I began to have joy. And it was confusing because I was like, well, how can I have these conflicting emotions of depression yet joy and hopelessness and despair, but yet increasing hope and increasing faith? And so for me, the journey hasn't ended. there's still struggle. There's still hardship in life, but through coming by grace to the Holy Spirit to understand, you know, Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 3 that the gospel, 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 8, the gospel is the ministry of the Holy Spirit.
Yes, yes.
And just as the Holy Spirit began to take the good news of Christ and just drive it deeper and deeper into the well of my heart that was empty, he just began to overflow and fill it with the fruit of the Spirit, which is love and joy and peace. And it's just made all the difference. But again, you know, it didn't immediately alleviate the suffering. But what it did is that quote from John Stott, it began to give me hope and the perspective from which to view my suffering, and then which to slowly but surely begin through the Holy Spirit and grace to overcome it by the gospel of Christ.
Hmm. Pastor John, you went through the epic years of suffering with seemingly no end in sight, no guarantee that God was going to do anything. But God was doing a work of hope, profound work, through your understanding, a deeper, more profound understanding of the gospel, the cross of Christ. And I don't know about somebody today, Pastor, they're listening and they're thinking, man, when is my situation going to end? I'm like in the desert here. I could barely get out of bed. He's talking about me just last week, you know, and I've got these conflicting emotions as well. And, you know, Pastor, you speak to someone who is a follower of Christ, who experiences life. Let's just call it that, life. There is stuff that happens in life that sends us on multiple trajectories when it comes to our emotions. And we try to make sense of it, and we really can't. We really can't. But your story also speaks to someone who's listening today who does not yet have a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, but they're searching. They're wanting to know, hey, is God for real? You know, can he really make a difference in my life? And they're looking. And God has brought you here to share that. When we come back from our break, Pastor John, I'd like for you to talk to us about, well, answering this question. I'm in suffering. I'm in pain. I'm going through a rough time right now, unspeakable rough time. But can God actually do something about it? You know, all this deeper understanding, it means something. Because to know that someone else has suffered like I'm suffering, to know that Christ has suffered and he understands me. But can God do something in my situation? As you're listening today, we're going to take a break right now, but as you're listening, you might be asking that very same question. I can't think of anybody better than Pastor John Fonville right now to answer that. He's a man of God. He's a man of God, not just because of things he knows in his head. Of course, that's important. He's a man of God because of things he knows in his heart, how the word has percolated within his very soul, out of his life today, to share heart to heart with you. It's a God thing. It's God's blessing. When we come back from our break, Pastor John, we're going to talk. He's going to answer this question. Can God do something about my suffering? Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, A1A electrician Tony Lathrop Lee of State Farm Mililani, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, Armor of Truth, Commercial Roofing and Waterproofing Incorporated, LNS Enterprises Marine Consultants, and Quilopo Painting Incorporated. To learn more about our corporate sponsors or to find out how to become one, visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 FM KGU, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, connecting your family and friends to a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
A healthy smile can make all the difference. But where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
One of the biggest questions that people ask when they're going through suffering, when they're going through that rough time, the rough time you never ever wanted to have or go through, and the rough time that you never thought you'd go through. Well, can God do something about my situation? Our guest today, Pastor John Fonville, he's the teaching elder at Paramount Church. In fact, to find out more, Paramount Church in Florida, to find out more, you can go to their website, paramountchurch.com. You can go ahead, you can find out about his ministry. You can find out about why the gospel is what it is, why they even got this name Paramount for their church. But you'll also you'll be able to see him, a strapping man of God. Is an athlete, basketball player, played collegiate basketball, and then God, through a series of circumstances, brings him to a place where he ends up in the doctor's. He's at the hospital. He's there at Wake Forest Hospital, and they're in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, and the doctors tell him this, give him this grim news. You know, he's got an incurable neurological spasmodic dysphonia, dysfunction of his voice. He's not going to be able to speak. But what makes it worse is that's what he does. He's a radio man. He's a Bible teacher. He's a radio personality, and all of a sudden things just crash. He is in a point of emotional despair. It wrecks him psychologically. It knocks him off socially. And I don't know about you, if you've ever been in a situation where you didn't want to get out of bed, well, you might be close to kind of feeling like what he felt, depression. And it didn't just go away. I mean, it took years. But not only that, but through this process, he began to know Christ and the meaning of the gospel in such profound ways that the Lord back then, in his struggle, in his suffering, was repositioning him for the things that he is doing today. And Pastor John Fonville is here with us. This is the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Pastor John, somebody's asking us today, as they're listening, well, hey, I'm stuck right now. Can God do something about my situation?
Well, you know what? He can, and the gospel says the wonderful thing is that he already has. First of all, because of the cross of Christ, he has once and forever made a perfect, victorious, conquering death on the cross for our sin. And he has overcome all pain, all sorrow, all sickness, all death, everything that comes in this world because of sin. And so the first thing I want to say is that, yes, he can, because he already has. But the other thing that I would say about it is, you know, the cross of Christ the incarnation, God becoming man and suffering. It's alien. That whole concept is just an alien truth to world religions. In fact, it's what separates Christianity from all world religions. For example, if maybe a Hindu is listening to us right now, you know, Hinduism teaches that the ultimate reality, which is what they call God, is impersonal and has no attributes. So if the ultimate reality is impersonal and has no attributes, you can't even relate to that. Buddhism and Hinduism both explain that pain and suffering results from the amount of karma that you accumulate. So in other words, you suffer because it's your fault. Islam views God as so exalted and transcendent that he can't suffer and that he can't be affected in the way that the Bible describes Christ. And so there's no hope in the very foundation of Islam. It rests upon this inconceivable view of God. And there's no hope in that, because if God cannot enter into our pain and enter into our existence as we are, there's no way that we can fully understand or know God, and there's no hope that we can have that God cares for us and that he can actually do something to help us overcome our suffering. And so that's why one author, for example, he says, you know, the cross of Christ is God's only self-justification in a world like ours. And it's true, because if it were not for the cross of Christ, there would be no basis for hope. There would be no basis to trust in God. And so I guess what I would say to all the listeners today is that, you know, the good news, the gospel, is that Christ, his love for believers and for the world, it didn't even end at the cross. For believers, we have this good news, for example, from Hebrews chapter 4, that the author says that he continues in his priestly intercession to sympathize with our pain and our weakness. And I'll just read this passage here really quick. It says in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 14, it says, "Since we have such a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession." And he says, "For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who has been tempted in all things as we are, yet without sin."
Yes.
That's such hope-giving words, because every time I come to my Lord and Savior, and I come to him with a broken heart and with questions, even though the cross, the gospel, may not answer all of my questions, the gospel continually holds forth to me the historical and the undeniable proof that Christ not only understands and sympathizes with me in love, but that we have this unambiguous declaration, this announcement of good news, that Christ, through the cross, has won this objective, decisive victory over all the powers of darkness. And that is our hope. You know, in Colossians 2, it says that the cross of Christ was God's demonstration of his sovereign defeat of sin, Satan, and death, that he made a public spectacle of all of his enemies. He triumphed over them in the cross. And so we have this sympathetic love and care for us through the cross.
Pastor.
But we also have the power, because, you know, Christ has won this decisive victory.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And as we've experienced that power, well, you have. What happened? As God worked in you, I mean, obviously, you know, you talk about 7 years of being a functional mute. I mean, we're on the radio today. you're talking. You're giving full expression, full witness of what God has done. What took place? I mean, here you are. What happened?
Yeah. Boy, that's such a hard thing, because, you know, when the Lord began to restore my voice, I can assure you and tell the listeners, it wasn't because I had great faith at that moment. It wasn't because I claimed God's promise or fasted and prayed for 40 days and 40 nights or did anything like that. It was, in my case, what it was, I was such a, just a, I was so beat down under a weight and load of legalism. Which I mean by that is this, is that I was living under a do this and live relationship with God. If I do certain things, then God will be happy with me. But if I don't do certain things, well, or if I do certain bad things, God is going to be really displeased with me. So then I've got to do other things to get back into God's good graces. And I never had this assurance that my Heavenly Father was actually pleased with me. And so I was living under this mountain of just legalism that was crushing me. And so what happened for me in my case was, as I began, as through the Holy Spirit, again, this gracious work of the Holy Spirit, not by merit, but by the gracious work of the Holy Spirit, he just, as he began to teach me the gospel, for example, the doctrine of union with Christ, where Christ is my legal representative, everything that Christ did in his life, everything that he did in his death and resurrection, in his burial and his resurrection, all of that perfect righteousness is imputed to me.
Right.
And so, therefore, because he is my representative, yes, and the Father looks at me exactly as he looks at his Son. And he says, when he said, for example, this is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased, it is baptism.
Mm-hmm.
My Father says, John, you are my also my beloved Son with whom I'm well pleased.
Wow.
And that's a staggering truth of the gospel. And so when I began to understand that, what happened was this weight, this oppressive legal burden that I was carrying, literally it just felt like, you know, a weight was going off the top of my head, just weight after weight, just the onion was being peeled back one layer at a time. And the Holy Spirit was graciously and gently replacing it with the truth that, John, God the Father is pleased with you because you're in his Son. And because not only has he declared you not guilty, but he's declared to you, he's reckoned you a perfect righteousness. And so that when he looks at you, he says, John, you're not only not guilty, but I look at you as if you have forever and always perfectly obeyed everything I've ever commanded in my law. You're a perfect law keeper.
So even in saying that, Pastor John, you're... Essentially, you're saying, Danny, I didn't have to earn my healing.
That's right. That's exactly right. For in my case, it was just this 7.5 year slow process that the deeper the gospel was pushed into my heart, slowly but surely more of my voice came back, and I'll never forget it. It was on Christmas Day at my in-law's house. I walked down to the kitchen, and I looked at my wife, and I said, Catherine, I just have the greatest joy in my heart today. And I said, it's not because I'm talking to you. I said, but I feel like for the first time in over 7 years, I can articulate words again. I said, but the reason I can is because the Lord has been teaching me this glorious thing called the gospel. And it is just changing my life. And, you know, there was still struggle and there was still confusion and questions. But as I was just beginning to understand that if God did not spare his own Son but gave him up for us all, well, then how will he not also with Christ graciously give me all things? Well, Paul says in Romans 8:32.
Right. So there you are, Pastor. Your Christmas Day. You're sharing this with Catherine. The Lord is, I mean, you know, you've gone, we talk about going, getting a master's degree or a doctor degree, going to some prestigious, well-known seminary. And you've been to them. But we talk about 7 years of this. This is a whole nother high-level academic, not just academic training, high-level education of life, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I had 9, prior to losing my voice, I had 9 years of theological education and training. But nobody in those prior 9 years, and this is not to say that my education was bad. It was a wonderful education.
Right.
And perhaps it could have been just my fault. I wasn't listening. But
you're not alone. You're not alone with that.
It had never been impressed to me that, John, let me tell you this. Christ died for the sins of Christians, too.
Hmm. Whoa.
And yes. Boy, when that hit me, I was like, wow. That is such good news. Oh, I need to hear that so bad. And
Pastor John, somebody right now is, I can just guarantee it, they're thinking, okay. He mentioned her name on Christmas Day. He talked to her. He said how grateful he is to be able to express. They want to hear about Catherine. You know, we've got women listeners that are like, okay, well, tell us about his wife. You know, I wanted to tell us how she endured all this with him. And then let's talk about family. You know, your dear children who, you know, they worked through this with you, the older ones, right? Through this process. They're part of your family. When we come back from our break, Pastor John, will you talk to us about Catherine? And how God worked through her and how God used her. Tell us about her. And then, of course, your family. Would you do that, Pastor?
I would love to.
When we come back from our break, we're going to hear more from Pastor John Fonville. He's a teaching elder at Paramount Church in Florida. You can find out more about his church, their ministry, at paramountchurch.com. As you can gather, gosh, the gospel is paramount in his life. No wonder they call the church Paramount Church, the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, when we come back, we'll hear about Catherine, Pastor John's dear wife, his family, how God used them in this healing process. Stay with us. You don't want to miss this now. Heart to Heart. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I lead you home.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii radio show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Pastor John Fonville, he's the teaching elder at Paramount Church in Florida. An incredible story of God restoring him. Being able to speak again, to articulate things from having a place where his voice was completely gone. But you know, God uses people. God uses family. And in this case, God used his wife, his children. Pastor John, how did the Lord bless you and work through your dear wife, Catherine? Talk to us about her.
Oh, boy, I could talk another whole hour about that. My wife is the greatest gift God has ever given me, besides, obviously, Christ and my salvation and my relationship with Him. But Catherine, through this whole process over the past even 12 years, since October of 2000 when it first happened, She has been by my side, and she has been the as I call it, the gospel-centered trooper. Honestly, she never once complained. I did all the complaining. She never once got angry. She never once questioned the Lord. She never lost faith. She never lost hope. She was full of joy. She's not perfect, but I know it sounds like she might be perfect right now. She's not perfect, but she's close. She's far more sanctified than I am. My point is this, is that my wife, the Lord used my wife to give me a gospel blessing to carry me through some of the darkest, most difficult, depressing days of that I've ever been through. And she finally told me one day when I said, honey, you know, the gospel is just so wonderful for Christians. She says, oh, I know. I've been trying to tell you that for the past 7 or 8 years. But she was just so patient, and she was so kind, and she yes. just she would pray for me. She would quote scripture to me. She would just say, honey, you've got to keep looking to Christ. She just incessantly pointing me back to Christ, pointing me back to the gospel. And the Lord is just, she's the greatest joy of my life. I just love her to death.
You know, somebody can be patient for a couple of hours, maybe even a few days. But you start, you know, adding those 365 days per year and you start multiplying them. And they're still patient and loving and gracious and pointing you to Christ and sharing the gospel, sharing the word. Pastor, you do have been blessed. You have been blessed with a very, very special gift.
Oh, beyond blessed. You're exactly right. You know, the years kept passing. But Catherine she remained steadfast. And it's just a great blessing.
Pastor, We've got a couple minutes more. Talk to us about Victoria, Olivia, Wilson, David, and Alexandria. Your brood.
I go from ages 3 to 14. They're just wonderful. We're just so thankful. You know, Olivia really is a special. All my kids are special. I don't have any favorites. But yeah. Just really quick with Olivia, you know, Olivia was born And right just a few months after her birthday, when she was just born, it's when I lost my voice. And she, for the next, her birthday is February the 28th, so she was, I'm trying to do the math really quick, she was maybe 7 when she first heard Daddy speak normal for the first time in her life. And that was true for Wilson and David. Alexandria was born just a couple years ago, so she's her daddy. But Victoria, Olivia, Wilson, and David, you know, they used to say, you know, what's wrong with Daddy? Why does Daddy sound like that? Daddy doesn't sound like everybody else. And, you know, even those comments would be so crushing because Daddy wanted to be like the other daddies. But even the Lord has used the struggles that I've been through for my children to help me understand, to help to put the gospel paramount in the hearts of my children. And that lesson is priceless.
Pastor John Fonville, he's a teaching elder at Paramount Church in Florida. And Pastor John, you shared your heart. And I'm grateful, and everybody who's listening and hearing you has been given a gift, and you've shared that gift. You shared the gospel alive, Christ alive in and through your life. Pastor John, thank you.
Oh, thank you, Danny. I just really appreciate the opportunity to share it today, and I just hope that some good news that was given today can give hope and life to somebody who is listening.
Indeed, indeed. This program is downloadable for free. Go ahead and share the love of Christ with someone near you right now. There's no better time than right now. And you can get this program at thegoodlifehawaii.org, that and other resources. Here's the scripture for today. Ephesians 1:18 says, I pray also that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you. It's always a blessing to be with you. Special thank you to our guest today, Pastor John Fonville. Until next time, I'm Danny Yamashiro with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener-supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.